英语 PK 台一起学起来，朋友们下午好，欢迎收听北京外语广播 FM92.3 正在播出的轻松学英语英语 PK 台，我是主持人晶晶，欢迎大家收听今天的周一读美文，欢迎出我们的嘉宾 Judy 老师。
Good afternoon.
欢迎 Judy 老师，那这样一个周一呢，欢迎大家和我们一起来阅读美文，今天带大家重新来读一篇经典，那就是世界短篇小说之王莫泊桑的项链 The Necklace。中国的同学们非常熟悉这篇文章，我们在中学的时候课本里就已经读过学习过他的故事了。
Yeah, we don't. Like, we, of course we know who Guy de Maupassant is, but we read mainly his, like, large books, like, not really his short stories, which is a shame, because I really like short stories like this, like The Necklace. It contains so much, like, and it's such a short story.
莫泊桑是法国作家。
Yeah.
这个朱莉老师呢是荷兰人，所以呢其实都是属于欧洲了。
Yeah, it's all like European, and it's very European style in the sense of the themes he uses. Like this story, for example, like the theme that comes out of it is really like the motto, so to say, is really like, don't be vain. Like we have a saying in Dutch, it's like, who climbs high falls deep. That means like if you show offall your wealth or your beauty or your talents all the time, then you definitely like will fail at some point.
我们这国家的中学的语文教育还是不错啊，它这个文体的涉猎也很广，很多这个世界的著名作家呀，像那个契诃夫啊、O. Henry 啊等等啊，都是作品我们都有读过了。那今天的这部这篇项链呢，其实它讲到的一个主旨就是关于这个人对于虚荣的爱好。刚才朱迪老师就说到了啊，在荷兰、
yeah.
是不是你们也有一种这样的一种说法跟文化，就是在欧洲吧、
yeah.
啊、说是一个人如果他要
That when you really want to show off and like when you climb high, so to say, that means when you really likeare looking for opportunities to show off how good you are, like to show how wealthy you are or how well you are doing at work, then you will fall deep. That means that you will fail at some point.
我们来挑战一下哈，请 Judy 老师来用中文告诉我们哈，这个道理是什么。
Oh no, okay, I'll try. 是如果你想让别人看看你们有多少钱，或者你多么美，和你肯定 fail，
肯定会失败，
失败，对，这个、
可能会肯定会不能如愿，
对，是的、
啊，这可能是荷兰人比较信奉的一种生活的准则，
嗯，
就一个人不要尽量不要去炫耀自己有多好，
yes.
有多美，有多有钱，有多棒。
Of course, if you earned indeed a lot of money and you like a big car, then of course, go ahead, buy yourself a big car, you know? But, like, don't be like, oh, look at me, I have this big car and you don't, haha. Like, you know, that attitude is not really appreciated in our culture.
哦，感谢朱莉老师分享荷兰人的这种看法。其实我以前也读到过看到过一个采访，说这个瑞典人啊，生活中也是非常的低调。
Yeah, even more than we in Netherlands.
低调到什么程度？低调到就算是得了一个奖，
嗯，
奥斯卡，得了一奖杯，都得拿回家去藏在衣橱里，不敢摆在家里让朋友看见。
Yeah, just don't want people to see that, because like otherwise the other people might think, oh yeah, she's really showing off.
嗯，哎，我们今天这篇文章呢，情节大家熟悉哈，还是简单介绍一下哈、啊。这是莫泊桑呢1884年创作的一篇短篇小说，讲述的是小公务员的妻子啊，马蒂尔德为了参加一次晚会呢，向朋友借了一串钻石项链来炫耀自己的美丽，结果不料项链在回家途中不慎丢失了。令他只得借钱买新项链还给朋友，为了偿还债务呢，他节衣缩食打短工，整整劳苦了10年，最后呢却得知所借的项链原来是一串假钻石。
Yeah, it's really like a story. Like when I was reading it, like until the end, my heart was seriously pounding, you know, like when I read that the necklace was actually fake.
谁都没想到是这样一个结局啊！十年以后的相遇的这种意思构思是极具匠心的。
Yeah, and there was one sentence in this story I really like, and that's really capturing of this story's like theme. It's like how singular life is, how changeable, and what a little thing it takes to save you or to lose you.
19世纪80年代当时的这个法国呢，社会上流行一种不好的风气，就是唯利是图，追求享乐，爱慕虚荣。 当时、尤其是这个小资产阶级呢，是不满现状啊，非常想渴望摆脱自身的处境来跻身上流社会。
Yeah, she really wants to like show off like that she's wealthy and that she's part of the club of rich people, you know?
马蒂尔德因为她长相很漂亮。
Yeah.
所以呢，她这个尤其是对这个自己的苦命啊，觉得自怨自怜啊，觉得我，你看我长得这么漂亮。
Yeah.
我怎么可能没有嫁一个好人家呢?
She thinks like, oh, I'm so beautiful and what a waste of my beauty it is that I can never show it to the world, that I can never enjoy my beauty amongst people who are also beautiful.
她对自己的生活永远是处在一种幻想当中，觉得自己就应该过那个上流和名流的生活。
Yeah, but soon she finds out that beauty is not everlasting or something, and it's not worth a lot.
她丈夫呢带回来一个晚会的请柬哈，原本以为她能够高高兴兴的去参加，但是呢她非常的惆怅，认为自己没有一件拿得出手的衣服。
Yeah, she says the classic sentence, I don't know what to wear. That's what I always say before a party.
是，丈夫呢又把自己的积蓄拿出来哈，给她量身定做裙袍以后呢，她却又觉得自己没有拿得出手的首饰，郁郁寡欢。
Yeah.
这样的一个故事啊，是莫泊桑呢站在这个小资产阶级的立场，描绘他们的日常生活、心理追求，去刻画这个阶级在时代背景当中逐渐放大的那种虚荣心。
Yeah.
好，我们今天啊就一起来读读他的英文版。咱们都长大了哈，不再是初中语文课本了，所以今天一起来鉴赏他的英文版。好，让我们有请 Nick 老师。
The Necklace by Guy de Maupassant. She was one of those pretty and charming girls, but had no dowry, no expectations, no means of being known, understood, loved, married by a rich and distinguished, and she married a little clerk in the Department of Education. She was simple, since she could not beadorned, but she was unhappy. She suffered intensely, feeling herself born for every delicacy and every luxury. She had no dress, no jewelry, nothing, and yet she felt herself made for that only. So she wept all day long, from chagrin, from regret, from despair, and from distress.But one evening, her husband came in with a proud air, holding in his hand a large envelope. There, said he, there's something for you. She quickly took the printed card out of the envelope, which said, The Minister of Education begs Mr. and Madame Loisel to do them the honor to pass the evening with them at the Palace of Ministry on Monday, January 18th.Instead of being delighted, as her husband hoped, she threw the invitation on the table with annoyance, murmuring, What do you want me to do with that? But, my dear, I thought you would be pleased. You never go out, and here's a chance, a fine one. She looked at him with an irritated eye, and she declared with impatience,What do you want me to put on to go there? He shut up, astonished and distracted at seeing that his wife was weeping. He stuttered, What's the matter? What's the matter? I have no clothes, and in consequence, I cannot go to this party. He was disconsolate.He began again. See here, Mathilde, how much would this cost, a proper dress? I don't know exactly, but it seems to me that with 400 francs, I might do it. He grew a little pale, but he said, All right, I will give you 400 francs, but take care to have a pretty dress.
哎呀，这故事一切啊，都要从马蒂尔德的那种郁郁寡欢的心情说起。
Yes, she was one of those pretty and charming girls.
她呢是世界上最漂亮动人的女子之一。
but had no dowry, no expectations, no means of being known, understood, loved, married by a man rich and distinguished.
哎，但是什么样的命运啊？他没有 dowry，
yeah，
就是那种陪嫁的资产。
Yeah, like the money that in like some cultures, like in France, we also have that a lot, that the woman's family gives to the husband when the husband marries to the woman.
哎，就是 dowry， 就是陪嫁的资产，没有希望 expectations， 也没有任何的方法让一个既有钱又有地位的人能够认识他。好几个 no 都是 unknown, understood, loved, married, and distinguished.
Yeah, distinguished is someone who looks very, like, proper, very stylish, and very, like, often very rich.
就在当时的那个社会情况下，其实跟后来这个社会现实也差不多。
Yeah. It's also like similar, you know.
如今好像也差不多、
like、
是吧哈。好，这个马蒂尔这个女士呢，就是长得漂亮。其他的好像什么都没有。
Yeah, she had no opportunity to meet anyone outside, like her ordinary world of like people who were as rich as she was.
当时那个社会呢，但女子就要凭美貌，然后呢、yeah. 嫁入一豪门，或者是呢什么嫁入什么金龟婿。但是她没有任何办法让一个既有钱又有地位的人认识她，了解她，爱她，娶她。结果呢
？She married a little clerk in the Department of Education.
最后是将将就就的和教育部啊一个小科员结了婚 ，a little clerk。书记员吧。
Yeah, it's just like someone who keeps the documents and like takes care of the administration in some departments. So it's like a Mishu, I think.
嗯，差不多，一小科员。
She was simple, since she could not be adorned, but she was unhappy.
好 ，simple 就是她是朴素的。
Yeah.
既然呢，她不能 be adorned 就是豪华装饰的。
Yeah, she could not, like, put on nice makeup or put on nice clothes or jewelry.
就等于说不能穿上漂亮的衣服，化上美丽的妆。
Yeah. So she was unhappy.
所以她真的是很不快乐。
She suffered intensely.
Suffer 是那种遭受痛苦。Intensely 是极深的。
Feeling herself born for every delicacy.And every luxury.
好，我们来看马蒂尔女士的心态是什么呢？她觉得她自己呀，生来就是为了那一切的 delicacy and every luxury， 就是为了一切精美和豪华的事物而生的。否则她想不到自己来这个世界有什么意义。
She had no dresses, no jewelry, nothing.
可是却没有像样的服装，没有珠宝首饰，什么都没有。这种心理的落差呀，
yeah.
一下就很大啊！自己对自己的期待和现实的样子完全不相吻合。
Yeah, it's totally not like her thoughts were totally not in balance with like the reality, because she was really suffering over the fact that she could never like wear a pretty dress or wear pretty jewelry to, you know.To be together with her beauty.
所以这就是人对自己的那种定位和认知了、
yeah.
是吧、啊、人对自己怎么定位认知呢你看马蒂尔这种似乎就过高了一些
And yet she felt herself made for that only
可是她还是觉得自己就是偏偏喜欢这一套就是为了这一套而生的
So she wept all day long from chagrin from regretsFrom despair and from distress.
哇，这四个词莫泊桑用的这个排比真是太豪华的阵容了。
Yeah, very, very colorful.
Wept 是什么意思
？To cry, like, yeah, wept is like the past tense of weeping, and to weep is to cry.
哭，天天哭，由于什么哭呢？为那个
chagrin. That's a French word. That is like the feeling of being very.Annoyed or disappointed or embarrassed. Like you're just cranky.
就是伤心。啊就是伤心。Regret, 遗憾。
Despair.
失望极深的失望。
And from distress.
忧虑。全都是负面情绪。
Yeah.
因此他怎么能开心得起来呢天天都怨天尤人哈很难过。
But one evening, her husband came in with a proud air.
不料某一天的晚上 啊，丈夫啊，带着一种得意洋洋的神气回来了。With a proud air.
Yeah, he was walking in with like a feeling of being very proud, and you could see that. If someone is doing something with a proud air, you can clearly see that that person is super proud of himself.
Air 在这里呢，不是指空气了，是指某个人身上所具有的神态。
Yeah, everyone has an air. Like if someone is very depressed, you can say that person really has a depressed air around him or her.
手里
Holding in his hand a large envelope.
握着一个大信封。
There, said he. There's something for you.
丈夫说，瞧吧，这有点东西是专门为你准备的。
She quickly took a printed card off the envelope, which said,
好，她是马上接过来，啊，quickly, 拿出了一张 printed card, 是一张什么，印有什么什么的卡片。
Yeah, it has some letters printed on it, so it's like an official notice.
嗯哼，那卡片上说什么呢？
The Minister of Education begs Mr. and Madame Loisel to do them the honor to pass the evening with them at the Palace of the Ministry on Monday, January 18.
原来啊，是一封请柬。
Yeah, it's an invitation.
上面说这个教育部长 The Minister of Education 是荣幸的邀请 Begs、
yeah,
荣幸的邀请这个 M and MME 呢它是一先生和女士的缩写
Yeah, it's like a short abbreviation for Monsieur and Madame. That is French for Sir and Madame.
这是法语的先生和女士怎么读呢
Monsieur and Madame.
好的，这个 Loisel 总算是看到这个词了哈。我们以前读书的时候，卢瓦塞尔是吧？卢瓦塞尔、洛塞尔都可以这么翻译。说呢，荣幸的邀请这个卢瓦塞尔先生啊和这个卢瓦塞尔太太呢，参加1月18日星期一在本部大楼举办的晚会。
Instead of being delighted, as her husband hoped.She threw the invitation on the table with annoyance, murmuring, What do you want me to do with that?
哎，她丈夫是一片好心啊，以为她一定会快活得很，以为叫做 instead of being delighted. Delighted, 哇，就是那个欢欣鼓舞的样子。
Yeah, super excited and super happy to be, like, invited.
谁知她竟带着伤心而且生气的样子，把请帖直接扔到桌上，冷冰冰地说
What do you want me to do with that?
这个 murmuring 啊，就是
Just saying something in a very unclear way that you kind of mumble a little bit.
故弄，就故弄到说，你叫我拿这些东西怎么办？你叫我拿着这些东西怎么办？
But, my dear, I thought you would be pleased.
可是，亲爱的，我原本以为你大概是满意的。You would be pleased.
You never go out.And here's a chance, a fine one.
你素来就不出门，而且这是一个机会呀，这东西是一个好机会 ,a fine one, 一个多么棒的机会。
She looked at him with an irritated eye, and she declared with impatience, What do you want me to put on to go there?
大家可以想象一下哈，这卢瓦塞尔夫人基本上是带着仇怨。看着她的丈夫的、
yeah.
完全你就是来让我丢脸的是不是 Look at him with an irritated eyes、
yeah.
Irritated 暴怒的眼光
Yeah, she was mad and annoyed by him saying that Like, how can he say such a stupid thing?、
竟然说得出口这种愚蠢的话 Declared 就是高声的叫道说我用一种不耐烦的语气、高声的说道
What do you want me to put on to go there?
你让我身上穿这些衣服到那儿去
He shut up, astonished and distracted at seeing that his wife was weeping.
哎呀这个丈夫一下就
Yeah, he was suddenly silent.
默不作声了哈 shut up, 闭口了。同时呢 astonished, 非常的吃惊还有一种什么情感 distracted, 心里也糊涂了
yeah,
搞不清楚状况。
Like,Confused, he was like, huh? She's supposed to be happy and now she's not?
所以这个男人吧，不懂女人心。
Yeah.
很难懂得女人心啊，基本上跟自己设想都不一样。呀，就看到他的这个太太怎么就哭起来了呢？
He stuttered. What's the matter? What's the matter?
Stutter 就是形容一个人呢口吃了。
Yeah, that he just stumbled over his words, that he could not talk, like that.
前面的 weep,也是刚才见到的、
exactly.
就是过去是 wept 就是哭泣的意思
Yeah, his wife was weeping. That means that she was crying. I have no clothes. And in consequence, I cannot go to this party.
我没有衣裳，所以我不能够去赴这个晚会。这个理由也是给的直截了当，非常的干脆，斩钉截铁。没有衣服，我不能去，去不了。
He was disconsolate.
好 ,disconsolate, 学习一下新单词。
Yeah, that means that nothing could comfort him. He was really, like, distressed and very sad indeed, and nothing could really make him happy.
闷闷不乐的,发愁了,闷闷不乐,然后他就继续说道。
He began again. See here, Matilda, how much would this cost? A proper dress?
他说这么着吧马蒂尔德要花多少钱一套像样的衣裳
I don't know exactly, but it seems to me that with 400 francs, I might do it.
我也不知道细数呢具体的不清楚 I don't know exactly, 可能自己之前也没做过。但是呢我估计吧It seems to me that with 400 francs, 大概有400金法郎总可以办得到的。I might do it.
He grew a little pale, but he said, All right, I will give you 400 francs, but take care to have a pretty dress.
这时候呢，他的脸色是发青了。英文中说是 grow a little pale, 变得苍白了。
Yeah, he was a little bit shocked at the amount of, like, for one dress, 400 francs?
对。他们家这个家境啊差不多就是这个他丈夫的父亲给他留了大概有10,000多法郎。
Yeah.
的这个积蓄。
He doesn't really have a lot of money, and Matilda is not working, like, outside the house. So, like, for him, it's quite a lot of money.
而且这四百法郎是他自己想攒下来，马上已经攒好了，准备给自己买一支鸟枪的。
Yeah, he actually already saved that money for himself to buy a gun so he could go out shooting with his friends. But now,
但是这个卢瓦塞尔先生呢，是一个宠妻狂魔。这个现在的话说是宠妻狂魔，就是爱太太爱到极致的。
Yeah, he really loves his wife, so
非常的 spoil her.
Yeah,
所以他就说这样吧，我给你400金法郎，但是呢，你要想法子去做一套漂亮的裙袍 ，take care， 一定要好好用
，to have a pretty dress. Yeah, the day of the party drew near, and Madame Loiselle seemed sad, restless, and anxious.
晚会的日子临近了。Draw near, 慢慢的就拉近了。
Yeah, it came closer in time.
罗尔萨太太呀，好像在发愁，看上去呢 sad, restless, 不放心，然后还有些 anxious, 焦躁不安。
Yet her dress was ready.
可是她的裙袍呢，却已经置办好了。
One evening, her husband said to her, "What's the matter?"
一天傍晚，丈夫问到她说，你又怎么了？
And she answered, It annoys me not to have a jewel, not a single stone to put on.
It annoys me, 这个句型就是说什么事情它让我烦扰。什么事儿呢？后面那个 not to 是它的真正的主语。没有一个 jewel,
yeah,
jewel 就是 jewelry 的一个缩写。
Yeah, she doesn't have a pretty piece of jewelry, like pretty earrings, or a diamond necklace, or like a ring.
没有首饰啊 ,not a single stone, 没有一粒宝石啊插的戴的什么都没有 ,put on, 就是戴首饰要用 put on 这个短语。
I would almost rather not go to this party.
太穷酸了我现在宁可不去赴这个晚会他还是不想去因为 没有拿得出手的东西啊。
There's nothing more humiliating than to look poor among a lot of rich women.
你看，罗尔塞太太心中的这个价值观是这么认为的。没有什么比啊，在那些富人当中看上去穷酸更令人 humiliating.
Yeah, very embarrassing, very like, yeah, making you feel ashamed of yourself. That is humiliating.
就是特别的耻辱，特别没面子。没有什么啊，在一群富人当中让自己看起来如此的贫穷，那么的 humiliating 的事情了。
I mean, I can kind of understand her, right? Like, you don't want to be like,between people who are all very rich and like looking very fashionable and pretty, you don't want to be like the odd one out, so to say.
就是她这种心态能理解是吧？
Yeah.
不想去自取其辱。
But her husband cried, go find your friend Madame Forrester and ask her to lend you some jewelry.
她丈夫呢高声叫起来说，你真糊涂啊，你去找你的朋友啊，这个弗莱士杰太太啊。向他借点首饰吧。
She gave a cry of joy. That's true. I had not thought of it.
哎，这个时候罗尔塞太太突然又高声的叫起来了啊！她说：“哎，这倒是真的。That's true. I had not thought of it. 这一层啊，我当初怎么就没想过呢
？”The next day, she went to her friend and asked.If she could borrow some jewelry.
第二天她就赶紧去了。她到这位朋友家里去了。就谈起说她是否可以借一点珠宝首饰呢。
Madame Forrester opened her large jewelry box and said to Madame Loiselle, Choose, my dear.
这位弗莱士杰太太打开了她那大大的首饰盒 ,large jewelry box。这个 女生小时候应该都有不少的首饰盒吧。
Oh, not only when they're young, also when they're older, like me.
对我落伍了。
I also have one, you know.
是吗？女生都应该有自己的首饰盒。
Yeah. I don't know, it's just like, it feels nice to have such a box alone, you know. Doesn't matter how many jewelry you have.
是的，不管你有多少首饰，或者是不管你平时戴不戴。但是你得有首饰盒、
exactly.
拿出来没事摆弄一下呀、啊、参观一下啊，拿出来大大的首饰盒然后呢就对洛尔塞太太说
Choose, my dear.
啊，选吧亲爱的。
She saw many precious jewels.
哇，她看见了许许多多的 precious jewels.
Yeah, very、precious. Like shiny and very like delicate and elegant pieces of jewelry.
闪闪发光的漂亮的奇珍异宝的 precious jewels.
Yet she kept on asking, You haven't got anything else?
可是她仍然在继续地问道说您还有没有嗯，一点别的什么。
All at once, she discovered, in a box of black satin, a superb necklace of diamonds. And her heart began to beat with boundless desire.
可是，就在这突然的一瞬间 ,all at once, 就是马上。
Yeah, suddenly.
突然间，她发现了，就在一个黑色的黑缎子 satin.
Yeah, satin is a very luxurious piece of cloth. It's like material that like very soft clothes are made of, like pajamas or underwear, and it's very expensive.
绸缎啊，缎面的叫 satin. A black satin 是在一个黑色的绸缎做的小盒子里面，有一条呢 superb.
Yeah,
就是
a fantastic, like super, like.Incredible.
真的是超级美的超级漂亮的 necklace of diamonds. 哇完全是用一个金刚钻石相成的项链啊。
And her heart began to beat.
你看她的心房已经开始带着她那种 boundless desire, 那种奢望那种无边的奢望而狂跳起来。
Her hands trembled in taking it up.
就把他拿起来的时候他的手啊双手都是在发抖
Yeah, they were
trembled.
Like, they were trembling, they were shaking. So, like if you're very excited, or of course when you're very cold, then your hands are also shaking.
是吧大家想一想自己曾经有那种购物经历吧、啊、
Yeah.
去买自己喜欢的什么 什么名牌的时候。
Yeah, then you're also like that. You're like so excited, like, oh my, I finally have bought this thing. Oh, I really, really want to wear it now.
Yeah. 对吧，我看有些老外拍视频啊，他们去购买那些奢侈品，然后说 give me, give me, give me, give me, 然后说说然后、啊、特别开心的那种声音。然后这里啊，洛尔赛的太太是手的双手是颤抖着，然后拿起来这个项链。
She fastened it round her throat on her high dress and remained in ecstasy.
好，这是她把它 fastened 就是绕着系上哈、啊，绕着自己的这个脖颈上面 throat 这个地方啊，喉咙的地方绕着，然后系上 high dress。就是自己压着自己的那个裙袍 high dress， 因为那会儿法国女士的都是高领的那种 dress。
Yeah, that was fashion, like because it made your neck look longer, and they were really like, oh yeah, if you have a long neck, that's beautiful. That's how you notice that beauty ideals they change over time.
对，高领也曾经是一种时尚的潮流哈，这样可以让你的脖子看起来更加修长。
Yeah, nowadays no one really cares about that. I have the impression.
如今好像大家都觉得这个比较繁琐了，可能南方地区。冬天御寒的时候可能还要穿高领的毛衣。
Oh, okay, okay, that's fashion, okay.
嗯。然后这个时候哇 ,remain in
ecstasy.
Ecstasy, 就是完全的、
yeah.
哇塞那种。
Feeling
狂喜。
Yeah, you're extremely happy. If you are in ecstasy, you're like, yeah, extremely happy. You think the whole world is beautiful and like nothing can break you anymore.、嗯
其实莫泊桑没有夸张，一个好的一件好的首饰真的是可以让一个女人增辉的。
Yeah, totally true.
它可以让你看上去完全不一样。
Yeah.
这就是这个首饰的神奇之处哈，所以这是女士们的大爱啊。
That's the power of jewelry. When it's chosen correct, then it can really make you happy and really change your whole appearance.
我都从来没有见过朱莉老师不戴耳环是什么样子。他耳环，他的耳环永远是叮叮当当的。
Yeah.
这就是他的这个整个 air 的一部分。
Yeah, that's just part of me. Without it, I feel weird, you know? Like, I just don't feel like myself.
我哪天要戴个耳环，朱莉老师该不习惯了。好，这是不一样啊。然后他这个时候却带着一种忧虑啊，问道说
Then she asked, full of anxiety, Can you lend me this? Only this?、
啊、您能把这件借给我吗？就这一件。
Yes, yes, certainly.
当然，当然可以。
She sprang to her friend's neck, kissed her, and then escaped with her treasure.
这个时候她马上蹦起来，跳起来 ,sprang 就弹跳起来。
Yeah, she sprang up, she jumped up to her friend and kissed her.
哇，一下跳起来，抱着朋友的这个脖颈哈，然后热烈地吻了又吻，然后带着她这件宝贝溜也似的走了，开开心心地回家了。大家看看晚会上卢瓦塞尔夫人因为这条项链那一夜简直风光无限。
The day of the party arrived.
晚会的日子到了。
Madame Loiselle was a success.
就这么一句话吧。卢瓦塞尔太太简直就是当晚的一个巨大的成功。
She was the prettiest of them all. Elegant, gracious,smiling and mad with joy.
她比一般的女兵都要漂亮，她是最美的，时髦迷人，不断的微笑，而且乐得发狂。
All the men were looking at her, inquiring her name, asking to be introduced.
在场的男兵呢都望着她出神，叫 looking at her, 还打听她的姓名， inquire her name, 同时还要设法把自己引到她跟前做自我介绍。
Everyone wanted to dance with her.
人们啊都想和她跳舞。
The minister took notice of her.
连部长也注意到她。Took notice of somebody, 注意到某人。
She danced in the triumph of her beauty.
哇这句话写的哈 ,in the triumph, 哇在那种成功的什么那种
beauty,
完全是用陶醉的舞姿舞着啊，用兴奋的动作舞着，沉醉在巨大的快乐里。
Yeah, everything was perfect. She was like, this is the cherry on the pie. This is like my moment of a lifetime.
因为她觉得自己就该过这样的生活、
yeah.
而现在她终于过上了。
They both left eventually about 4 in the morning.
她和丈夫呢 大约是一直待到了凌晨四点钟的光景才离开。
What a party, wow.
当时呢她丈夫要给她披外套的时候啊，露瓦萨太太还怕人家看出这外套的寒酸，一个劲儿的跑出了这个晚会、yeah. 在外面才穿上的。
They came home and before undressing and getting into bed, she suddenly gave a cry.
就在脱下衣服准备就寝的时候啊 ,getting to bed, 她突然发出一声狂叫。
Her husband, half undressed already, asked, What is the matter with you?
丈夫这个时候呢已经刚刚脱下一半的衣裳赶紧就问说怎么了
She turned to him, terror-stricken.
这个 terror-stricken, 一个字形象地写出了罗瓦塞尔太太当时那种惊恐的心情。
Yeah, she's struck by terror. She's like so afraid suddenly. I have not Madame Forrester's diamond necklace.
我现在找不到弗莱士杰太太那双项链了。
He jumped up, frightened. What? How? And they searched in the folds of the dress, in the folds of her wrap, in the pockets, everywhere.
连她的丈夫也张皇失措地站了起来，说什么？怎么可能？哪会有这样的事？于是他俩在那件裙袍的衣褶里，在大衣的衣褶里，口袋里寻了个遍。In the folds of the dress.
Yeah, like the fold is like when you fold a clothes, then like you're like over there where you folded it, that's a fold.
这是褶皱的部分。然后呢 wrap 就是
That's a scarf that she wore over her shoulders、哎、or over her like,dress,
围巾的、
yeah.
然后呢衣袋里都寻了个遍根本就没有
They looked for the entire rest of the night and the following days but did not find it
他们找了一整晚根本到处都找不到
At the end of a week looking everywhere possible they had lost all hope
就在一星期以后他们的任何希望都消失了
And Monsieur Loiselle aged by 5 years, declared, We must see how we can replace those jewels.
这位卢瓦塞尔先生呢简直啊就像老了5年似的。Aged by 5 years.
Yeah, that means that he has so much stress that he looked older. He looked 5 years older.
忧虑能够让人呢一夜白头。
Yeah.
他说、mm-hmm. 我们现在啊得设法找一件替代品。How we can replace those jewels, 代替替代。
At a jeweler nearby, they found a diamond necklace just like the other one they lost.
当然中间他们也找了很多的地方。
Yeah, they were like looking everywhere, but finally they found near a jewelry shop, a jeweler nearby, they found like a diamond necklace that looked just like the one they lost.
不过所幸呢在附近的一家 jeweler 就是珠宝店他们找到了一枚和丢失的极为相似的项链 just like the one they lost. 但是它的价值是
It was priced 40,000 francs.
四万金法郎。
Loiselle possessed only 18,000 francs.
Possess.拥有其中是指拥有什么财富他现在呢洛瓦塞尔先生身上家里一共只有18,000金法郎这还是他的父亲留给他的遗产
Yeah, that's like all he had He had to borrow the remainder
Remainder 是剩下的部分他只得去借呀
He borrowed asking for 1,000 francs from one 500 from another 5 here 3 thereHe gave promissory notes, made ruinous agreements, dealt with usurers, with all kinds of lenders.
哎呀，这借钱不容易哈。他动手借钱了，开始怎么借呢？向这一个借1,000金法郎，向那一个借500，向这里借5枚，一努一金元，又向另一处借3枚，就这么拼拼凑凑。他 gave...
Promissory note
签了很多的借据叫 promissory note
Yeah, and he made ruinous agreements
Ruinous 破产性的契约
Yeah, very like I mean when he would not, like, pay it back on time, then he would be ruined. Then, like, he would lose everything.
豁出去的借呀。 Deal with, 和什么样的人打交道呢?
Usurers.
就是盘剥重利的人打交道啊。
With all kinds of lenders.
跟不同国籍的各种放款人打交道,各种借呀,拼啊,凑啊。
Frightened by all the anguish of the future, he went on to buy the new diamond necklace.
将来的这种苦恼啊,让他感觉到了一种恐怖, the anguish, 未来的那种惨淡。
Yeah, anguish, that is like, you feel like great emotional or physical pain. Like if you really cannot sleep over a problem, then you feel a lot of anguish because of a problem.
大家看莫泊桑在描写人性的那种内心的愁苦的时候用的这些词语真的是非常之重。
Yeah.
嗯。And
he went on to buy the new diamond necklace.
终于买回来那串金项链。
Madame Loisel made the best of it, heroically. The frightful debts must be paid, she thought.
这个卢尔塞尔太太突然一下呢,用她的英雄气概,她内心啊,迸发出一种英雄气概。Yeah. 叫heroically.
Yeah, she really, like, behaved like a true hero. Like, she was not sitting in a corner doing nothing, crying over what happened, no.
所以大家看,这就是有血有肉的人,虽然她爱虚荣,但是她也很... 怎么说很勇敢,她愿意为自己的行为负责任。
Yeah. She's not a person lacking responsibility feeling.
她是这么说的,她打定了主意,她说,这笔害人的债是必须要偿还的, must be paid.
She would pay it.
而且她预备要去还她。
They dismissed the servant.
辞退了女佣。
They changed their rooms.
房子也换了,搬了家。
They took an attic under the roof.
他们就租了一个attic,一个阁楼,屋顶底下租了一个阁楼,住下了,大房子也换了。She
learned the rough work of the household.
并且啊,她开始做上那个种种粗硬的工作了,household,就是家务了。
Yeah, she did a lot of hard work. She washed the dishes.
她清洗杯盘碗碟。
Wearing out her pink nails on the greasy spots and the bottoms of the pans.
Wearing out, 就是磨坏了她的那些 pink nails, 粉色的手指头。以前不做事儿那些粉色的手指头现在已经磨坏了。是在哪儿磨坏的呢? On the greasy, 那些油腻的
pots,
那些杯啊,盘啊,锅啊,罐啊的那些油垢的底子上。 叫 greasy pots and the bottom of the pants.
She washed the dirty linen.
Linen 是
like the covers on the bed. So like your sheets and your blankets. That is like all made of linen when like you don't have that much money.
她洗那些什么呀? 内衣啊,抹布啊。
The shirts and the towels which she dried on a rope.
那些都是亲自用肥皂洗,洗了以后再晾到绳子上。
Dressed like a woman of the people.
穿的呀,就像是一个平民的妇人。
She went to the fruiterer, the grocer, the butcher, a basket on her arm, bargaining, insulted, fighting for her wretched money.
这莫泊桑写的真好,你看这些排比的词语。她到哪里去?她挽着篮子,走到蔬菜店里,杂货店里,肉店里。 去讲价,去挨骂,一个同源一个同源的去防卫他那点可怜的零钱。Her wretched money.
Yeah, fighting for her wretched money. That means that she hated money, but she knew that she really badly needed it. Something that is wretched is like causing you a lot of like suffering and pain and annoyance, but you kind of need it.
就是一个子儿一个子儿的去给他讲价呀。
Yeah.
讨价还价呀,给他省下来呀。This
life lasted 10 years.
笔锋一转,这样的生活延长了10年之久。At
the end of 10 years, they had paid everything back.
10年之末的时候,他俩居然还清了全部的债务。Everything,
with the accumulation of heaped up interest.
Heaped up interest 就是指的那种高利贷 Yeah. 利滚利的那个钱叫 heaped up.
Yeah, it was piled up. It was kinda high. Like, because over the years, it had accumulated. It had become more and more the interest to all their loans.
连同高利贷者的利钱由利加利滚成的数目，这个就是 accumulation of heaped up interest, 都还清了。
Madame Loiselle seemed aged now.
克鲁尔塞尔太太像是老了。
She had become a robust woman, hard and rough, of a poor household.
如果这些不聚集的话，我们现在可以看到另外的一名演员，完全是换了一个人。他现在成了贫苦人家的那种强健、粗硬而且耐苦的妇人，一个 robust。
Yeah, very like strong and square, like not really like pretty or elegant or anything, but very strong and healthy, robust.
强健耐苦啊，粗硬的一个妇人。
Hard and rough of a poor household. In Chinese, you say 很土。
对，有点哈这个意思，耐苦，贫苦人家。
Only sometimes.
但是只是在有些时候。
When her husband was at the office,
当她的丈夫呢在办公室的时候啊
she sat down by the window,
她呢独自坐在窗前
and she thought of that evening long ago, of that ball, where she had been so beautiful and so admired.
她就独自坐在窗前啊，就回想起从前的那个晚会，那个舞会，在那里她当时是那样的美貌，那样的快活。
What would have happened if she had not lost that necklace?
倘若当时没有丢掉那件首饰，她现在会走到怎样的境界呢？
Who knows? Who knows?
谁知道？谁知道？
How singular life is.
人生啊，真是古怪。
How changeable.
真是变化无常。
What a little thing it takes to save you or to lose you.
无论是害你或者是救你，只需要那么一点点的小事情。这个句子啊，这几个问句问得很好啊。
Yeah,
How singular life is.
This is really the main question in this whole story. Like, if you think about it, there are only like,little happenings, little events that totally can change your life.
啊，这也是莫泊桑想要表达的一个意境啊，就是说生活里就是一点点小事，足以让你的生活翻天覆地。
Mm-hmm.
这就是等于你被命运啊给完全的玩弄了。
Yeah. Then, one Sunday, she perceived suddenly a woman walking with a child.
某一个周日，哎，她忽然看见一个带着孩子散步的妇人。
It was Madame Forrester.
诶，这不就是弗莱士杰太太吗？
Still young, still beautiful, still seductive.
她还是那么年轻啊，还是那么美貌，同时 seductive, 就是具有诱惑力的，
yeah.
很有魅力的。
She's very attractive.
哇，她十年了一点都没变。
Should she speak to her?
要不要上去和她谈谈呢？
Yes, certainly. Why not?
对呀。当然了，为什么不呢？
Good morning, Jeanne. The other did not recognize her.
他上去打了一声招呼说，早安呢，约翰尼。可对方竟一点也不认识他。
But, madam, I don't know. Are you making a mistake?
这位太太，您大概是认错了吧。Making a mistake, 犯错误，认错了。
No, I am Mathilde Loiselle.
并没有啊，我就是马蒂尔德·卢瓦塞尔啊。
Her friend gave a cry. Oh, my poor Matilda, how you are changed.
她的这位朋友真是狂叫了一声说，哦，可怜的马蒂尔德，你真是变了样子了。
Yes, I have had hard days since I saw you, and many troubles. And that because of you.
对呀。我过了很多艰苦的日子，自从我上一次见过你以后，种种的苦楚都是为了你。
Of me? How so?
为了我？这是怎么一回事啊？
You remember that diamond necklace that you lent me to go to the ball at the ministry?
从前，您不是借了一串金刚钻的项链给我，到那个部里参加晚会吗？现在您可还记得？
Yes, and then?
记得啊，怎么了？
Well, I lost it.
怎样？我丢了那串东西。
How can that be, since you brought it back to me?
哪儿的话，你不是早就还给我了吗？
I brought you back another, just like it. And now, for 10 years, we have been paying for it.
我从前还给您的是另外一串完全相同的。到现在啊，我们花了10年的功夫才付清它的代价。
You will understand that it was not easy for us who had nothing.
像我们这种什么都没有的人，您明白这件事儿也是挺不容易的哈。
At last, it is done, and I am mighty glad.
现在总算是还清了账啊，我可是结结实实的满意了。Mighty glad.
Yes, super glad, super happy.
Mighty 就是很大的，很多的。Glad, 哎，我现在真是，我总算是满意了。
You say that you bought a diamond necklace to replace mine?
你可是说，从前买了一串金刚钻的项链来赔偿我的那一串吗？
Yes.You did not notice it even, did you?
对呀、啊、那您从来没有看出来过吗？
They were exactly alike.
是吗？那两串东西可是完全相同的。
And she smiled with proud and naive joy.
这个时候，洛尔塞太太是用一种自负又天真的快乐的神气给微笑了起来。Proud, naive joy.就是很快乐很开心啊，觉得自己这事儿终于给办妥了。
Madame Forrester much moved
弗莱士杰太太非常受感动 much moved
took her by both hands
抓住了她两只手。
Oh, my poor Matilda, but mine were false. At most, they were worth 500 francs.
唉，可怜的马蒂尔德，不过我那一串本是假的，顶多就值个500金法郎。
Seriously, when I read this for the first time, I was like, what? Poor Matilda, they worked for 10 years to pay for a diamond necklace. And like, the original diamond necklace was only worth 500 francs instead of 40,000.
莫泊桑这个十年后的相遇的艺术构思是很具匠心的。马蒂尔德用了整整10年的辛酸苦痛，为自己的虚荣心偿付了代价、
yeah.
得到了教训。但是呢，小说并不急于把谜底点破，放到10年以后，就是让大家当事人和读者同时都 feel shocked 一惊、
yeah.
来增加这种出人意料的戏剧性，从而让作品产生强烈的震撼心灵的艺术效果。人总是这么虚荣、
yeah.
脆弱被动，受命运的控制，但是又能像马蒂尔德一样在坚韧的逆境当中呢去自我蜕变和成长。
Definitely, she definitely learned her lesson that flaunting, like showing off, is not going to help you pay the bills, so to say.
其实吧，莫泊桑当年写这个小说就是为了来批判一下当时社会上的那种、
yeah.
追求浮夸和虚荣的风气。
He really wanted to criticize women who did everything to be pretty. And like actually in France they did pretty insane things. Like they really like put women in a corset, you know, like to make them look really skinny. But that was so tight that they really fainted because they could not breathe well. You know, those kind of extreme things they did just to show off, just to be the prettiest.
哎，为了美，其实人类历史上有很多的时尚潮流。
哦、oh,
比如说女性束腰当年。
Yeah.
就是这种为了看上去很美。
Yeah.
啊，所以哇，整个呼吸都不行，然后也不吃饭。
Yeah, and it's actually quite funny because as we discussed, like beauty ideals, beauty standards, they change over the centuries, right? So something that is beautiful today is not beautiful in 10 years from now, probably.
我以前看过一句话哈， 说得很经典。这个作家说呀，他说毁于虚荣的女性比毁于爱情的还要多。
Yeah.
就说其实对女性来说更危险的可能是虚荣心还不是爱情。
Yeah, definitely, that's the most dangerous.
啊，但是他描绘的这个人的这种丰富性和层次性啊，我们就能看到真的有他的缺点。
Yeah.
但是也有他的优点。
Indeed, like she's not like only like a bad person or anything. No, she's a very responsible woman and she knows, she learns her lesson throughout this whole story. She's not like, She's not like thinking, oh, well, like, whatever, like, I'm just gonna say that I lost the necklace and that's it, swanla. No, she's very, like, she thinks, okay, I didn't, made a mistake and I have to pay for it. She's very, like, responsible in that sense.
所以说这个小说现今读起来还是让人觉得很感慨啊。
Yeah.
就是你感觉这个虚荣心啊在人们的心中是如此的稳固。每个人都希望受人羡慕，
yeah,
希望有脸面。
I mean, of course, I understand her. Like, every girl wants to be beautiful, right? Like, everyone wants to be the prettiest at the party. Even guys, probably. So, like, yeah, it's easy enough to think like that. But, yeah, as the story shows, like, it can take just a little happening, a little event, and then suddenly being beautiful or being pretty doesn't matter anymore because you have a bigger problem.
很多哲学家都说嘛，说虚荣呢算是一种，是一个肥皂泡啊，
yeah.
不应该去追求这种不属于自己的虚假的东西。
Indeed, it's like a soap bubble. It's easily like broken.、
但是这虚荣会开花，但不会结果。但这十年的代价实在是太辛苦了哈。
Yeah.
我们都替马蒂尔德感到不值得。好了，那今天的这个美文就读到这里。这是我们熟悉的故事，我们鉴赏一下它的英文版是怎样的一番风景。
Hope you like the English version.
大家在直播间当讨论的也非常的热烈哈。好，希望周一的美文能够带给大家心灵的享受。谢谢大家的收听，谢谢朱迪老师。
Thank you all for listening.
下次见。
See you next.